inner hall of life. We're Slam Bow Productions.
We missed you.
Yeah. It's the podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From two black polyamorous
feminist
hoes.
Girls.
New York City.
Dating. Yeah. Hoeing around. Makeups and breakups and love and drama and sex, love, lies, videotapes. Dicks.
Murder.
Killing has happened. So you can follow along to what we're saying here. By hashtagging Inner Ho Uprising on whatever the fuck you use.
Yeah. Most
that
things.
Has a hashtag.
Yeah.
Today's fan of the week is Najayla Ree.
Woo! Shout out to her!
Najayla is a badass woman.
Yeah.
Basically. She's the host of TWIB After Dark on the
podcast.
TWIB Podcast Network. She is also one of the hosts of We Nerd Hard on the TWIB Podcast Network. And she does a whole bunch of cool shit. And we had the opportunity to interview her over these past 2 weeks. She's one of our guests on our upcoming web series that you'll hear about soon.
Yeah,
that is why she's our fan of the week.
She's dope as fuck.
Today's music is, I don't know, because I haven't decided it yet.
Yeah.
But if you have music, please send it to thepodcast@ihupodcast@gmail.com and we'll shout you out.
If you
give it to us in enough time.
Yes,
we'll shout you out at gmail.com. We'll live and die at gmail.com.
Exactly.
All right, so let's start the show.
Yeah.
First segment,
fuck that.
Which are current events topics. Game of Thrones fantasies offered at Nevada brothel.
I think I'm a little behind in Game of Thrones.
What episode are you on?
I'm on episode 2 of season 1!
So you have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, this is a joke I've told 4 times.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm dead inside right now. So basically, there's this famous brothel called the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. It was actually the subject of an HBO show called The Cat House a couple of years ago. It's been open for like 60 years. And basically, the owner, Dennis Hoff, he's a real big fan of Game of Thrones. And the girls who work and live there, there's like 40 girls who work and live there.
They all love the show.
Like, how do that many people love Game of Thrones? But whatever, it's a popular show. So after they watch it on Sunday, they also like play out things that have happened on the show, and it just becomes this big sex party in regards to Game of Thrones. So he's like, let me just take that model and carry it out. So now that brothel is offering Game of Thrones fantasy scenes for the guests who come there or whatever.
I love that.
Some fantasies that could happen there can include the Jamie Cersei incest. Nobody knows what that means. Well, you don't know what that means, but everybody who's listening knows what that means because they actually watch the show like a normal goddamn American.
You know?
Not fucking American! Get out!
Where am I from, then?
I don't care.
Where would I be from?
Mexico.
Straight out
obviously.
Of Hogwarts. Wherever the fuck that is.
Straight out of Hogwarts. This character that everybody hates named Cersei, she had to do, like, basically these religious assholes have come in and, like, overrun King's Landing or whatever. So they made her atone for her sins, and she had to, like, walk naked through the whole town.
Whoa.
People were spitting on her and, like, throwing literal feces at her and stuff like that.
No.
While this nun was behind her, and she had this bell, and she was like, ding, ding, ding. And then after she would do a ding, 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 she would say, shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame nun.
So that's another thing that people can do at this brothel. They can just run around outside naked.
And throw shit.
Have people spit on them and then get fucked when they come inside or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of
so, funny. Yeah, that's happening in Nevada.
I don't know if I'd like the shit, but if it was, like, warm water.
Warm, brown-colored water.
Yeah, then I feel like...
That smelled of fecal matter.
Want to get as close to shit as possible without actually, unless you want to shit on the person.
Yeah, that's, what is it called? Human toilet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
People who, like, eat shit and get chat on.
All right.
Yeah, so that's the
thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Sugar Baby University. My name is Kelly, and I'm a fourth-year sugar baby.
Law graduate uses sugar daddy to pay for entire education. So, I guess this was written about in the Daily Mail and nowhere else, but that's okay.
She has very large breasts.
She has huge tits.
This woman has...
The sugar daddy situation scares me. I don't think I can be a sugar baby. I don't think I'm hot enough. You know, like conventionally hot enough.
You need big old ass.
You have to be able to contour your face.
Very skinny.
Your weave always has to be on point.
You can't just be like a normal girl looking for.
Which is what we are.
Yeah. I'd be real normal.
Unless there are any sugar daddies out there looking for normal girls.
Just normal.
About 5'3". Brown skin.
B cup.
Natural. Exactly. Moderately large asses, but that's all we've got going.
That's about it.
Yeah, so this girl, Candace Kashani, recently graduated with her JD, which is like a law degree, at a, whatever.
I don't know law.
Villanova University. So there, it was going to be a situation where like her first year, her tuition was about to be $50,000, and she had a scholarship. So who knows how much it would be without a scholarship. So I guess in all 4 years, or however the fuck long it takes you to graduate law school, it could have been $200,000.
That's crazy.
So her peers are graduating with six figures in debt.
It's like crippling debt unless you get work immediately.
But even if you do get work, like there's other people who were interviewed in this article or whatever. There's this one Columbia student, and she was like, she did get work. And maybe she had a scholarship or something like that, but her grades started to suffer. She did have a scholarship, but she had to pay for cost of living because, you know, Columbia, you're living fucking in Manhattan, like, right?
I meant, like, graduating with that.
Oh, I see.
Like, fucks you up because, like, that's, like, some people, it's, like, the amount they have to pay back is, like, either they have to pay it back for, like, 40 years to keep it manageable. And you pay, like 50%.
And then your interest gets crazy.
Yeah. Or you pay, like, a regular amount. It's, like, the amount for your living expenses and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Student debt, man.
Yeah, so it's all fucked. So
in short,
Candace, like many other women turned to Seeking Arrangement.
Hey,
which is a sugar daddy sugar baby site that was founded in 2006 by this guy who graduated from MIT. And yeah, the shit is like popping off nowadays. It started off as just like a sugar daddy sugar baby situation, and then around, what year does it say? 2011, they found their niche. And they found that a lot of students were signing up to be sugar babies or whatever, so they started offering discounted memberships for girls and guys, too, who are seeking to be sugar babies. There's, like, a whole bunch of different arrangements where it's, like, guy-girl, guy-guy, girl-girl, but the most common on that website is the sugar daddy, sugar baby, heterosexual, man-in-charge, quote-unquote, type of relationship. So, yeah. All that.
Yeah, I would do it. If it wasn't for the fact that, like, you know, there's, like, always a threat of violence, you know? Like, people, I think they are screened on this site, but, like, you don't really know.
Well, people are screened on this site, but one of the things that the experts said about this situation is that, like, unlike other types of sex work, sugar babies tend to use their real names and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there's no cover for them.
But yeah.
So if things do go crazy.
It's like, oh, you worked so hard, you did all this for your career, and then it's slandered by
The
way you tried to fund it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I hope Candace does mad well in life.
I do, too. She has large breasts.
She does have very big
titties. But also, she's very smart.
More images of Amber Heard's bruised face from yet another alleged beating at the hands of husband Johnny Depp are revealed.
Trigger warning for domestic violence. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp have gotten a divorce. Or are getting a divorce. They are both actors, if you don't know. They were married for 15 months. And the sad news that has come of that is that Heard has alleged that Depp was abusing her the whole time that they were married and stuff. On four separate occasions, she went to the police and, you know, said that he was physically abusive or whatever. Recently, she got a restraining order against him, and it was granted by the court or whatever. And she's, like, released pictures, and she's had, like, a cut lip, a broken black eye, bruises. I keep wanting to say a broken nose, but that did not happen. So that's all happening, and she says that he's also emotionally abusive and says that he is a substance addict as well, and that, like, fuels his mood swings and stuff like that. And basically, he is denying it. Him and his lawyers are denying it and saying that Amber is attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse. Basically saying that in the end, when all of the divorce proceedings are sorted out, she's getting pity from the courts or whatever to get money in the end, which I don't believe is true.
No, because
people are, like, slandering her and stuff like that. Yeah. So
he's a huge actor.
He's fucking Johnny Depp. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, everybody loves him. So you, like, your whatever is can be ruined for the rest of your life. Your, like, reputation, mm-hmm. possibly your career.
But it won't be, though.
For her?
For him.
Oh, no, I'm talking about for her. Like, the risk of her, like, her coming out. Like, it doesn't seem worth it, you know? Like,
yeah,
unless you're like, I'm ready to be super filthy, stinking rich, have everybody hate me, can't have a job, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, people risk a great deal when they come out about abuse.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're never believed.
Yeah. I'll always believe the person.
Yeah.
And then, if somehow it's not true, it's like, well, at least I wasn't, you know, spending my time hating, shitting on someone who could have been a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone who was a victim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what from here? Do we still watch Johnny Depp movies? Yay or nay?
Ah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, it's like a hard thing. I stopped listening to, like Chris Brown became hard to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then.
He's also, like, a dick, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to listen to Loyal, which I still, I mean, I don't listen to it, but when it comes on, I'll dance to it. But it's hard to listen to a song like that, because he's just like, it's hard to listen to songs in which he's shaming women knowing that he has abused women.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like more of a direct, like, this man is a piece of shit saying piece of shit things.
Exactly.
Whereas Johnny Depp is like, this man is a piece of shit, but he's acting so well.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's like a, you can acknowledge that someone is a good artist,
mm-hmm.
if they are a good artist,
mm-hmm.
but also, like, the worst person ever. Like, they can be divorced. I don't know if I'll, it just makes, like, I saw him in an ad for something, and I was just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't hot to me anymore.
Yeah. Like, that definitely affects it.
Yeah. And I think if I do see his films, I will just steal them. I'll see them illegally. Like, I don't have to support him financially with my, you know, my money.
But if he makes a film with Viola Davis? Who Shanika loves, by the way, guys.
I'll have to see the movie. I'll steal the movie, but then, like, buy...
Oh, you should just put $5 in Viola Davis's paper.
Yeah. I just have to find her, give her the money. Here, take this.
Here, ma'am.
Yeah. Sorry.
And she gives it back to you because you are a peon in her world.
Oh, she's like, no, you keep this.
You need this. Trust me, you need it.
And I'll be like, thanks, girl. Thanks for understanding.
Yeah, exactly. And she would understand. Let my bleach all them skin.
Let my bleach feel look like a browning. So Ghana has officially banned skin bleaching products.
Woo!
Or at least they've banned the chemical that is used in a lot of skin
bleaching. What's it called again?
It's called hydro, I'm going to say quinone, because it's, you know, science.
Yeah.
Which is... has been linked to just a whole bunch of really bad side effects, like skin rashes, linked to having cancer because it, like, fucks up your skin's ability to protect against UV rays,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't know your skin had inherent ability to do that,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I can imagine it doesn't make it any better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty fucking, like, a great-ass thing,
mm-hmm.
because obviously, or maybe it's not that obvious, skin bleaching, I didn't know it was, I knew it happened, but I didn't know, like, the scale of the problem. Like, something like 70 to 75% of Nigerian women bleach their skin.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that huge either.
And, like, it's like, so, like, it's, like, not regulated very well, because the bleaching products that are least likely, like, that will work fine. Like, if you're better off bleaching your skin under the supervision of a doctor, which, like, what fucking doctor would ever tell you to bleach your skin, you know?
A racist
but
one.
You're, yeah. But you're better off doing it under a doctor's supervision than getting something over the counter and using it wrong,
mm-hmm.
and then it can lead to some, like, what is it, kidney failure, liver Jeez. Failure. Yeah, and this is like a substance used to develop photographs, you know. So it's like a heavy duty fucking thing.
Sheesh.
Yeah, and like there's also
not
been
your grandma's cake soap, if you know what I mean.
Oh my god, mercury has been found in the shit.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's like that's the thermometer stuff that like is poisonous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's like it's a good piece of news. It's mm-hmm. like, oh sweet, the fact that a government is taking a stand against something that has like pretty. It's like colonial vestiges,
mm-hmm.
I think, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had, like, some sort of, like, campaign. Because, you know, it's good that it's saying that, hey, this is unhealthy. Like, you're taking people's health and prioritizing it above, like, beauty standards or, like, mm-hmm. social standards. But I think it has to be accompanied with, like a love campaign. Like, a dark skin love. Because it's such
yeah,
a...
Yeah, I agree. Because that's, like, the root cause.
Yeah.
Is inherently feeling like darker skin is ugly.
Yeah. And, like, people could start turning to other forms of shit to lighten their skin.
They just put actual bleach on their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby bleach.
One question that I had was, mm-hmm. so that article, this is an article on allafrica.com, by the way. It said that substance, hydroquinone products, mm-hmm. are banned in the United States. I want to specifically talk about the United States. But there's a whole bunch of weird skin lightening bullshit.
That, yeah, you can get that doesn't have that product. Yeah, in it.
Like they said that Fair, it was in Fair and Lovely, right?
It sounds like a familiar name, so I'll say yes.
I believe it said that. You can buy Fair and Lovely here, though, in like your regular beauty supply. So my question is,
did they replace it with a different chemical?
Did they replace it with a different chemical? Is it just being illegally sold in beauty supply stores and no one gives a shit?
No one cares!
Or, yeah, because, like, you can just walk into any beauty supply store and find that shit right now.
I don't know.
So.
I think, I can just imagine, that being an option. Like, it's just either sold illegally or maybe the company has found another way to do the same thing with a different chemical.
That's probably
what it is. You have to go check it out.
A court of appeals heard arguments in the case of Purvi Patel this week. Patel was charged with feticide and child neglect resulting in death in 2015.
I don't know if we've talked about this case on the show. But
I remember talking about it. I don't know if it made it to the edit, though.
Ah, I see. All right, so this woman, I'll call her Purvi Patel.
That's her name.
I just don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
It is pronounced like that.
Okay. I'll call her. So that's her real name.
Yeah, that is her real name.
Sorry, she's going through some rough things. Shouldn't be laughing this hard about it. So this woman, Purvi Patel, is the first woman to be, like, criminally sentenced for, like, an abortion, like a self-done abortion.
An illegal abortion.
Yeah. So I think she's 33. She was sentenced to 22 years in prison for aborting a child. And the details of the case, the reason this is, like, popping up again is because she got to appeal the case this past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's such a big deal is because, like, if it's, like, solidified and she is sentenced, then it is, like, other women can start being, like, incarcerated and brought up for criminal charges for trying to abort their children.
Mm-hmm.
Not their children, their fetuses, you know, just, you know, yeah. For abortions.
Specifically and being charged with feticide.
Feticide, yeah. And so, just a little bit about the case. So, basically, this woman, she lives with her grandparents and her parents, and she got pregnant by a married man, and she was, like, mad ashamed,
mm-hmm.
didn't want anybody to know about it. So she, like, ordered these abortion pills from, like, Hong Kong online,
mm-hmm.
even though they were available in the U.S. I don't know why she ordered them online. You know, she just did it. And apparently mm-hmm. that was illegal to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. Very weird. But, so she did that, and she took these pills, and, like, she shows up to the emergency room. She's bleeding,
mm-hmm.
And she gets help. But, like, prior to that, she delivered the fetus,
mm-hmm.
which, and this is what, like, the crux of the sentence was on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically, did the baby, people against her were saying that she delivered a live child,
mm-hmm.
and she let it die. And the people arguing for her are saying that, you know, she, when it was delivered, it was dead, it was stillborn. So she's being charged for both, I think it's endangering a baby or whatever, like, having a dependent that she let die.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, like imagine a full-grown baby you just let starve. Like, that's what she's... similar mm-hmm. thing.
How many months along was she?
She was... I think it's somewhere in the 20s. But its lungs weren't fully developed yet.
And the child was never gonna make it.
Exactly. And that's what her... That's what her, what do you call it? Her,
attorney.
Her attorney is arguing is that even if it was born alive...
Mm-hmm.
It would have died within, like, a minute, and mm-hmm. there is nothing she could have done. Mm-hmm. She, like, you know, I don't know, like, what was she supposed to do? Like, bring it in, like, a cloth to an emergency room? So, like, she, like, tied it up, and she, like, put it in a garbage can, you know? It's a dead. Maybe she should have buried it or done something respectable with this
fetus.
Bundle of cells that she had no connection to and, like, didn't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
But so she was, it was really based on, like, whether or not this child, this thing... Sorry, I just called it a child. This fetus. This fetus, because it was a fetus, was yeah. alive or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So if this conviction is upheld, women can start being tried. And there are a whole bunch of other cases where women have tried to, like, self-abort. One woman tried to, like, kill herself, and she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she survived, but the child didn't. And I think she's been jailed for the death of that child.
Jeez.
Of that fetus. Sorry. I'm not, what do you call it? Not pro-life. I'm, like, pro...
Fetus.
Pro-fetus. I'm pro-choice.
I just like saying fetus at this
pro-choice.
Point.
Pro-choice, yeah. Fetus.
Right.
Yeah.
None of this is funny.
So none of it is funny at all. But it's just like, but if it taken to the extreme, if a woman doesn't carry out a pregnancy, mm-hmm. Or, you know, doesn't go well, and like, she was either not eating the right things or was like,
anything that can be interpreted as being endangering to the child.
Yeah, it could have been, it can be called feticide. Yeah. And what people are arguing is that, like, feticide laws originally were supposed to protect women from people trying to injure their fetuses.
Yeah, like an abusive husband, like, punching his ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
In the gut.
So, it's real scary, and I really hope that it, it's not shitty. It's not a shitty ruling.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve, I don't think she deserves to be locked up for 20 years trying to abort.
I don't think so either. But, she will be, though, because this country sucks.
Sorry. That's when Donald Trump reigns.
Where's this from?
If women are not pregnant by the age of 22, you're in jail.
Where's this happening?
Indiana. Yeah. It's happening in Indiana.
There was this one stat that stuck out to me in that article that was like, it was like 195 laws jeopardizing, abortion rights between, like, 2000 2011 or something like that, and then it was like, and then there were 205 more laws just between 2011 and 2013.
Wow.
It's like, what in the fuck? Yeah. Like, why do these people care so much?
I think my go-to
is always capitalism, but I don't even see how that affects it. They're just dumb and crazy.
I think it's people are reacting to having their worldview being shattered by legislation, like with like the trans bathroom bills. People are like really like fighting against trans everything because of, I don't know, like gay rights are doing well, but then like, there's always a backlash. Mm-hmm. I think people are just real reactionary and can't deal with.
I don't like change.
Yeah, I don't like change. It's like, okay, if you're, I don't know, people suck.
And that is it.
That's it.
Next.
Next. So the first trans inmate ever, I believe, female to male, mm-hmm. Trans inmate Kai Short, mm-hmm. formerly known as Lakeisha Short, mm-hmm. Was granted the right to begin hormone therapy in jail while mm-hmm. incarcerated, and to legally change his name to Kai.
That's dope as fuck.
Yeah. And there's a lot about this that I really like. One thing that So I didn't know this was an official disorder. I believe it's called gender dysphoria, mm-hmm. where you're experiencing significant distress because your gender is not aligning with your sex. Mm-hmm. And so that's why. So it's being treated as a medical condition, mm-hmm. and therefore he has been able to become who he is. And I was just on this website. What site is this from? I don't know what website
it is. It's like Delaware News or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or some shit like
that. It was something very basic, but they were like very investigatory.
Yeah. No, it was dope. It was dope as hell. And he was just talking about how he felt like he was just like standing up for his own right. He looked so sad. His shoulders were kind of, he was like happy, but very like shoulders were like kind of hunched together, looking down, mm-hmm. and just very slowly saying that, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just because I'm incarcerated, I do have this right. And he just, like, how happy he was to mm-hmm. to be seen and to be recognized. And, like, people are like, oh, but, like, you know, we shouldn't have to pay for it because the taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah. It's only a G a year. That's it.
It's not that much from everyone in Delaware.
Exactly. It's fucking $1,000 a year, which is bullshit. When you compare that to, like, how much we're spending bombing people and blowing up kids.
Or keeping people in prison who don't need to be there.
You're so right.
Yeah.
It's just all stupid.
Yeah, I think,
like, that's not what you really care about. Like, there's this woman who's specifically championing the cause against paying for, mm-hmm. what's her name again? It doesn't really matter what her name is. But, like, it's not just that she cares about taxpayer dollars or whatever, because her whole thing, outside of regulating whether or not people who are incarcerated get hormone therapy, she was also, like, speaking out against trans people, like, using bathrooms or something like that in general.
Yeah.
So she actually just doesn't like trans people.
No.
So it's like, drop the whole taxpayer dollars bullshit and say what you really feel.
You're trying to back up your bias with other little problems and issues. And you're the fucking problem.
Yeah. Also, her picture was very creepy. Her smile had no life behind her eyes. It was really weird.
She's dead inside.
Yeah, I don't like
She's
her.
She's dead to me.
Basically.
Yeah, so fuck that, ho. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I added that in there. Just fuck that woman.
Oh. Nah, she's not a hoe. She can't be called a hoe.
No, because we're hoes.
Yeah.
She's not worthy of the title of a hoe.
Exactly.
She's not worthy.
Flipping the term around.
Trigger warning for pedophilia and childhood sexual assault.
There were lots of drugs available and there were young teenage boys.
I remember being scared.
He just told me this is what you have to do.
Number boys told me to point the gun at them just like that.
He said, do you not understand the power I have?
So there's been buzz of a Hollywood pedophilia ring. Yeah, so basically, I guess this is a...
It's like you really like saying that, you got caught up in
Hollywood pedophilia ring.
Ring.
Has a nice ring to it, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
I thought you were just, like, confirming it mentally.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it exists. Yeah, I read that right.
Like the introduction, honestly. Hollywood pedophilia ring. Anyway, sorry, guys. So basically, this is something that's been talked about for a couple of years now. It was brought to the light again after Elijah Wood. What's his name? Frodo?
Yeah.
From Lord of the Rings. He did this interview with The Times. Not the New York Times, but the other Times.
LA Times?
No, there's like a Times
Chicago
specifically.
Sun-times?
There's specifically a Times in
Hollywood
the UK.
Times. Oh.
No, there's yeah, and there was like another Hollywood Times article here too.
People gotta stop
there are
that
many
shit.
Times.
Get original.
It's the fucking Times. But yeah, so he did this article for some movie that nobody's gonna watch that just came out or whatever. And because nobody's gonna watch that movie, they were talking about something else, and basically they picked what he said from that and made the whole story. Basically, he was asked about some director who was accused of pedophilia or something like that, and they just briefly discussed pedophilia, and the whole thing was like, Elijah Wood confirms that there's Hollywood pedophilia ring. And basically he said... Here's what he said. There are a lot of vipers in the industry and people with parasitic interests, quote unquote, and they see vulnerable child actors as prey. Now, Elijah Wood himself never experienced any of that. And then he makes reference to, like, these, which I'll go into later, these parties that happened that would, like, groom kids to be in this weird pedophilia thing. And that his mother specifically didn't take him to these parties or whatever, and that's why he never got caught up in that. So that happened, like, earlier this week. And then Corey Feldman, who was a famous child actor in the 80s, then did a interview with the Hollywood Reporter, not the Hollywood Times, sorry, and basically just talked about a lot of things that he's talked about before, but I guess, I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
No.
Lucas, have you ever heard of this?
I know you might have heard of it.
So it's good that, whatever, this is coming up again so that people, it can just always be present in people's minds or whatever. So basically, Corey Feldman talked about this in... Okay, so Corey Feldman and Corey Haim were, like, best friends in the
80s. Never heard of either of
Have you ever seen The Lost Boys? Okay.
They it's were too close to they Lost, were, and there's a plane crash and Lost,
there,
and I
There were many things that they were in, but they were, like, best friends in the 80s or whatever, and they were cool, and they were heartthrobs and stuff like that, but the weird thing that was happening was that they were, like, being passed around by these really creepy guys who would hold these parties, and they would specifically invite... They would invite boys and girls, but it seems like they talk more about boys. They would invite, like, teen boys, and they would hold... like, lavish pool parties where there would be alcohol and, like, cocaine and stuff like that. And, like, really weird rules, like, don't wear your bathing suit by the swimming pool and stuff.
Oh, God.
And they would be, like, talent agents and photographers and publicists and a whole bunch of bullshit.
Were they all in on the...
A lot of the people, yeah. It's not, like, all of Hollywood is in on it, but...
No, I guess it's just all the people. That just seems like a...
Yeah, there's like a literal ring. Like, it's really weird. And so Corey Feldman himself talked about this on... He had this show in, like, the 2000s or whatever with Corey Haim. Corey Haim passed away or whatever. But they talked about their abuse there, and he's talked about it in his memoir or whatever. And then in 2015, there was this documentary called An Open Secret, directed by this woman named Amy Berg, and basically it follows, like, five child actors or whatever from the heyday and now, who were just talking about, like, these weird rings and these parties and stuff like that. There's also, there's just so much shit. There was just, like, a rabbit hole of shit. That's why it's, like, all over the place, and there's no clear... Like, there's no source of, like, who actually organized it. There's just, like, different instances and different names that I can spit out or whatever and different things and examples of it that I can share with you guys. But basically, there's this woman who was also in this documentary, An Open Secret, and she, like, is a child actor's rights advocate or whatever, and mm-hmm. She has this organization, and basically the organization originally started out with, like, you know, working hours and stuff like that, like basic child actor rights.
Yeah.
And then one time her and her partner were on eBay and they saw one of their kids' pictures being sold on eBay. And it's not like a Miley Cyrus child actor. It's just a very basic child actor, like a regular working child actor who would just be in a commercial here and there. So it's like, why are their pictures being sold on eBay for like hundreds of dollars and shit like that? And they dug deeper and they found like a literal ring and network of people who were like exchanging pictures and buying pictures and throwing these parties and blah, blah, blah. And it's also very interesting that this story comes out now because do you guys care about the X-Men series at all? When well, you said X-Men that. Series? The what movie series.
Yeah, sure. Nah, just go for it.
So, I guess a couple of years ago it was revealed or it was alleged that the director of X-1 and X-2 and X-Men Last Singer? Stand, Bryan Singer, was... one of these guys who were, like, going to these pedophilia parties and stuff like that. And there was this one specific man named Michael Egan the Third. The Thirds are always funny to me. But that's his name. He said that, like, in 1999, Singer also directed Unusual Suspects and that, like, started his career or whatever. That he, like, was at one of these parties and he assaulted him several times and he, like... made him, like, give him, like, oral sex and stuff like that, shoved, like, liquor down his throat, dunked his head, and, like, Singer was a real fucked up guy or whatever. And I remember hearing about this when X3 was coming out, and I was like, oh, man, that sucks, because the guy who directed X3 sucked, and I want Bryan Singer to come back. So it's really weird that, yeah, I didn't like X3, did you?
No.
See? And that's why I wanted Bryan Singer to come back. But now I don't want to come back because he's a fucking pedophile. But he has come back and no one's talking about the fact that he was accused of, like, this terrible, terrible pedophilia thing or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. This all reminded me of that. And I went on Singer's Wikipedia and there's no talks of it at all. Like, nobody's talking about this. And X-Men Apocalypse just came out.
Came out already?
Yeah. It came out last week.
Oh, shit.
And he directed it.
Oh, it's Jennifer Lawrence in that?
Yeah.
I'll steal
There's a lot of great people in it. James McAvoy.
It makes me think that, like, I think, so, like, with,
like, I feel like Fox literally covered the shit the fuck up.
Which they have mad. I feel like that could happen. There's a lot of money in
that
Hollywood.
That does happen, yeah.
These people shouldn't be allowed to direct. Like, you can't fucking abuse talent, or if you can't know... Like, I'm sure many people know about it in the industry. If there are these fucking huge parties that you're not getting
open
invited
secret.
To.
Yeah.
Or that you know about. Like, why is no one sounding an alarm? Because I know it's not that secret.
There's a couple of weird things with that, like the statute of limitations or whatever in Hollywood. Like, Corey Feldman said that he would love to blow the whistle on the people who abused him or whatever, but...
It's too late,
and if he does say anything, they can just sue the shit out of him.
Ah.
Corey Feldman does not have any fucking money anymore.
Oh, it's the same fucking...
These are the people who have the money, and these are the child actors who got, like, shorted out of the money or whatever, and now just struggling.
Oh, I see.
So...
It's the same problem with just the regular rape victim or abuse victim not being able to speak up because, one, fuck statutes of limitations.
Well, then also... Yeah, the statute of limitation, but then also, like... Something that Michael Egan said that Bryan Singer said to him was that, like, that type of sexual behavior, he said something along those lines, is commonplace in this industry, and, like, if you tell anybody, you're not gonna work in this industry anymore.
Yeah. Another reason to fucking hate Hollywood, to hate, like, the... Just an accumulation of people's power, and if so many people want something, they're willing to do anything to get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. There's also, like, people who have actually been convicted or whatever, and they don't serve any time at all. So,
how are you convicted and nothing?
In 1999, whatchamacallit, this guy, Mark Collins Rector created something called Digital Entertainment Something Network or whatever. And basically it was like Netflix before Netflix was Netflix. And their whole thing was to create content for the web. And they casted like all of these like young teen boys or whatever by day. And then by night they would have all these crazy parties. And Bryan Singer attended like parties like this or whatever. And I guess enough people, I don't even know how he was convicted. But I guess enough people put charges against him or whatever. He was arrested. He was in jail, but just for a little bit. And then he like pleaded that he had a brain tumor and that was the reason for his erratic behavior. So he was released from jail and then he went to England and now he's just living his fucking life. Another guy, Marty Wise, who was talked about in that same fucking An Open Secret documentary. Mm-hmm. He also abused Corey Haim. And he also abused one of the people in An Open Secret or whatever. So that kid charged him with sexual assault or whatever. And he actually had him on recording saying, like, the kid was, because he was, like, still his manager or whatever at the time. The kid had his recorder out because he wanted his whole family to believe him. Mm-hmm. When he told them about the abuse. And he was basically talking about the abuse with him or whatever. And he was, like, comparing it to what happened in Penn State with the Penn State coach, Sandusky, who was, like, mm-hmm. abusing boys or whatever. And the guy, Martin Weiss, said, it's not the same thing as what happened in Penn State because those boys didn't want it. So he, like, victim-blamed the kid or whatever. And this abuse started when he was, like, fucking 11, mind you.
Yeah, you don't have any, like, you don't have any defense against that.
No, there's absolutely no defense against that. That was in court. The man served, like, 42 days in jail or something like that. And they released him because he had already been in jail, so it was, like, under time served or whatever. But really, someone who does something like that to a kid should, like, fucking live in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, you can't.
But
just,
he's out now, and he's, like, still working with kids.
He shouldn't be making any, and doing anything in the industry.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be working.
There's also a bill that woman who was in the documentary who uncovered the thing about eBay and stuff like that, that she was pushing for. And now there actually is a bill in California that says that if you are on the registered sex offender list, you cannot work with kids.
Okay.
And also that all production houses need to start fingerprinting people before they start working there to make sure that there are no registered sex offenders. But basically, she said it's, like, at the point now where people actually need to start implementing those policies and that the bill really needs to be enforced. But the bill does exist in Hollywood at the very least.
Something is happening.
So, yeah. I don't know where Martin Weiss slipped into that or whatever. Like, I don't know if people are just still taking their kids to him. Another thing that Corey Feldman talked about, and they talked about in this documentary or whatever, is that some parents just don't know, and some parents purposely turn a blind eye because they want their kid to quote-unquote make it or whatever.
Yeah, because having your kid be a millionaire.
And some parents just abuse their kids, too.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus.
Everything's fucked.
Yeah,
and
Hollywood
there's so little we know.
Up in so many ways.
This is the tip of the iceberg, as they say.
Yeah.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's like, who's into this shit?
Yeah, just all the people who know. Like, not people who are abused, but, like, people who know and witness their friends and know that something is going on and don't participate themselves, but still don't say anything. It's like, so many silent people are also accountable.
Yeah, you're implicit.
Jeez. Yeah, like, fuck you.
News from across the pond warns that there's a new super strain of the sexually transmitted disease, gonorrhea.
Guys, girls, they went in between.
Yes.
Use condoms and barriers
because
unless you know that your partner has been tested and does not have a disease.
Yeah, stick that raw dick in me, daddy.
as Sam says, what is it? Stick that long dick in me,
raw
daddy?
Raw dick. Yes.
That
R-A-W.
Only stick that raw, healthy dick in me, daddy.
Yes.
Because it can just get so bad.
Thank you for reminding me.
So basically, so gonorrhea, most of us know what it is. If you don't know, it's an STI characterized. A lot of people don't have symptoms, but some comments. Oh, mad people have it. 820.
Everybody has it.
1,000 people have it in the U.S. and 106 million people worldwide have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like usually you can get antibiotics for it and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it has been mutating. for several reasons. You know, like most diseases and viruses, yes, mutate. And there are forms of gonorrhea, this form, super gonorrhea. I don't know if that's the official name. Super gonorrhea. But it is not treatable. So this is STI that cannot be treated.
That is bad.
How can you get it? Like mouth to mouth, mouth to penis, mouth to vagina, vagina to anus, anus to anus.
Ass to ass.
Ass to ass. But it's just very alarming to me.
That's scary.
It's like, scary. Really, I will not blow someone unless I'm using a condom.
Yeah.
Who like, unless they've been tested or whatever, you know, and I know, and I trust them. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to show me their papers.
Yeah.
Because, like, one spontaneous bathroom situation,
you got super gonorrhea for the rest of your goddamn life. Not worth super gonorrhea.
And it's not good. It can lead to, if untreated, painful genital swelling.
No.
Fuck that. Infertility. Terrible. Ectopic pregnancy, which is when, like, you have a pregnancy outside of your uterus.
Yeah.
It just fucks shit up.
Yeah.
Your blindness in babies. And if it spreads to your bloodstream, which it might because it can't be treated, it can lead to arthritis, dermatitis, and even death.
No!
So really, be safe.
Don't. Super gonorrhea.
And, like, it's kind of hard, though, because, like, I don't want to blow anybody with a condom on. You know, it doesn't seem like a fun...
It's not fun.
It doesn't seem like a fun or sexy, spontaneous thing, you know, and I want to be all sex positive and be like, yeah, this is how you got to do it.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I don't know, I just won't be blowing people. Sorry, guys. Unless you provide me with the proper paperwork.
Yeah.
Or even even receiving head from someone.
Can you get super gonorrhea like that?
Yeah.
There's
a chance. There's a chance that you can pass it on.
It's not good for me, man.
Yeah. So,
not looking good.
I don't know. It's like such a bummer. Just bums me out.
Yeah. Are they working on a treatment for super gonorrhea?
I think they are working on a treatment, but right now, if you are to get this form of gonorrhea,
you're fucked for a little
you're
bit.
You're fucked because, like, our level of medication for it, mm-hmm. it's just not there. Mm-hmm. There's nothing for you.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You don't want that.
I don't want super gonorrhea.
No. No one does. Yeah. So be safe, guys.
Yeah.
And gals. Oh, this is also another reason why I feel like condoms should be free everywhere
all the time.
I was thinking that, like, condoms need to be in every bathroom the same way toilet paper is. It just needs to be that much of, or then, like, tampons mm-hmm. also need to be free. Mm-hmm. But it's really a public health thing.
Totally.
It helps mad people.
I agree with that.
So,
yeah.
Free condoms for all.
Is gonorrhea the one they call the clap, or is that chlamydia?
Yeah, and apparently it's called the clap because people used to get rid of the gunk that comes by smashing a heavy book on the dick.
What?
That's one theory for it. Oh,
I just never knew.
Fun facts.
Wow. Yeah,
that's actually a theory.
It's like, there's many reasons why it could be called. It's a theory, I guess. But that was the way people would do things. With gonorrhea specifically. Gonorrhea and dicks.
I don't get why they would do that.
It's just like, why would people put leeches people when they were sick to take out the bad blood? Fuck is that shit?
That makes more sense to me than putting a book on the dick.
Slamming a book down on the dick.
And what, that gets out all the gunk? I hate that word, gunk.
I just can't imagine, like, just, like, the gunk shooting out of the tip of someone's
exactly.
penis as it's being slammed. I'm sure it happens, it just seems like it looks disgusting. And it would still be there. Like, I'm getting, like, a little, like, goosebumps of, like, grossness.
My eyes are closed.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to envision
okay,
nothing.
Okay, now I'm very itchy.
Oh, let's move the fuck on.
That's
let's
it.
Move on.
That's it for fuck that. Fuck it all. Fuck it all. Suck it all.
Disgusting. Fuck it all. Now on to fuck it.
The topic of the day? Hey, we're Thurston. Talking about, forcing. Putting the Mac on someone.
That's exactly it.
What else is it called? Schmoozing. Courting.
Courting.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I love, like, medieval flirting. It's, like, my favorite shit.
What is medieval flirting?
Oh, man.
Let me
basically,
hand you a flower.
Yeah, let me hand you a flower, and then we go fuck in the gardens. But
like that is what the flower was indicative
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Like that, garden. Like that,
me pollinating you.
Oh, shit. You took it to a beautiful level. You took it to a nice place. This is one of my favorite books. It's called Court Duel by Sherwood Smith, mm-hmm. young adult medieval novel. Read it 3 times.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, this is like mad flirting through like letters.
That's
like,
nice.
Yeah. And that's like nice. Leaving of gifts and parcels and packages and mm-hmm. not knowing. That's all I want.
Oh.
That's all I want. I want a secret admirer.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they're a creep?
Lucas. Well, they can't be creepy. Get on it, Lucas.
Could you imagine?
Admire me secretly. So flirting.
Good.
What is flirting?
Flirting is like... why was I on something? God, here's where I reveal the embarrassment. I was on exboyfriendrecovery.com yesterday.
Oh. That's me too, though.
I don't want to talk about why I was there. It just happened. Whatever. But they were talking about flirting, and they were like, so you actually think flirting is what you do when you show someone you're interested in them, but flirting is actually what someone does when they want to... like, get a rise out of you for their own personal entertainment or whatever. So basically they were saying flirting is actually, like, flirting doesn't always have to be when you're trying to show someone that you're interested. It's what people do for fun.
Oh.
Which some people do
flirt
for fun, but I wouldn't necessarily classify that as what...
the only way that...
or what most people classify flirting flirting as. I think it's what you do when you show someone you're interested in.
Yeah, or you could pretend to be interested by, like, you could fake flirt. And I guess when I say fake flirt...
but that's still flirting.
Yeah, I meant when I say fake flirt, it's like you don't intend to like them or do anything. You're still using the technique of trying to...
a stupid website called, like, Regular Flirting, Flirtraction.
Oh, fuck that shit.
And then Bullshit Flirting, where it's just you trying to entertain yourself as flirting. The fuck was I on exboyfriendrecovery.com?
Yeah, it's a very strange article. I mean, sometimes I get into weird shit.
For example?
Every time I'm on, like, lovehanky.com, it's not a good place. I've been on there many times. It's just the things I search will take me to lovehanky, and I'm like, this must be a source of credible information.
Sociologists write for the site. They don't.
Peer-reviewed articles. Lovehanky.com.
It's just like, who are your peers? Me, myself, and I. That would be my website. I think flirting is like, any way you show someone you're interested, mm-hmm. up until when, I don't know. Like, we were talking
it
earlier,
never
like,
stops, though.
When is it just dirty talk?
Okay. That's a good point.
But flirty talk,
baby.
I feel like it is a form of flirting.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like flirting is like trying to pique someone's interest. But it's not, though, because...
It's several things, because, you know, even when you're in a relationship with someone, you flirt with
them. It's a flirt,
them. Yeah.
Just flirting.
Exactly.
It might just be, like, sexy talking.
I think that's what it is. I think it's, like, romantic attraction talking.
Say something more elegant and eloquent.
As defined by lovepanky.com. Hollywood pedophilia ring. I'm just on my ass talking shit.
You're just making things sound nice, but it's like, what are they?
It's not a goddamn thing.
Oh, man. In terms of flirting, mm-hmm. I'm not good at it.
Why do you
or
say
at least
that?
I feel like the way flirting is depicted, it's very smooth. Mm. The banter is very easy. Mm. Or... it's, like, awkward, but it's, like, perfectly awkward.
Perfectly awkward.
Where only, it's either one person is awkward, and the other person is, like, so smooth, and they just love it. They're, like, oh, so taken by the awkwardness of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Twilight.
But if I've never seen that...
okay. But if you've never
how
seen
would
Twilight,
one describe that to me?
It's, like, maybe Twilight's also a bad example. I love that movie. Anyway, I think it's like one person is bad at flirting and the other person is just really endeared by that.
By the cuteness of it
all.
Yeah,
by them failing to flirt.
But that's like
which is
being
flirting.
Good at flirting.
Yeah.
For your own personal, like, flirt.
Flirt.
Your own personal flirt style.
Yeah, and then two people could be shitty at flirting, I think. But they still, I think as long as the intention
that's when it's
gets
bad.
Across, I think as long as you're saying, I like you in some romantic form or fashion, that's
and the
flirting.
Person likes you back.
Yeah. But it can also be one-sided flirting.
Mm.
Then also, you cannot know someone is flirting with you.
Mm.
Like, when that person's hands, they were in my hair, rubbing my scalp, I just didn't know.
Yeah, I believe you asked me. I don't know what I said, though.
It's like, yeah, he's flirting.
You want to fuck. Yeah, Shaniqua, you want to fuck you. How would you define your own personal flirt style?
I guess direct.
Okay.
Although sometimes I'm like too, it's either I'm too subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll just be like a lot of eye contact. Like I'm looking at you a lot.
What do your eyes
nervous.
Do?
They're opened and they're closing like I'm blinking.
Okay. No.
I think I don't know. I think it's just like I'll be like I'm like nervous. Like you can tell that I'm like nervous, and mm-hmm. I'm not trying to do anything in particular to mm-hmm. not seem nervous.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Yeah, thanks. It's a technique I've developed.
Just being myself.
Yeah, just
let me just be scared.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. And then also sometimes I'm just like.
Sometimes you're very bold. You just walk up to them.
It's. Can we make out
how once? Did you flirt with that man who was dressed as a gynecologist at the Halloween party?
That's so funny. I think I was just like, we were dancing, you know. I think dancing is flirting too.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, kiss me.
Very direct. Very direct.
And it happened.
Okay.
He said, all right.
yeah, sure.
And then I went back later and I was just like, let's kiss again.
Okay. All right, again. So how about at, what party was that? That Labor Day party.
When
I got there, you were already incredibly drunk. I was at the Labor Day parade. I had to go home and shower, so I was late.
The fact that I don't remember.
This is,
where was
you it? You had, like, a, it was in Williamsburg. And you had a crazy text conversation with, Caramel Dick. And I was like, all right, just turn off your phone. And that, oh my god.
Oh, I do remember okay, now. I do remember now, okay.
Are the brain cells dead? I was getting concerned.
It comes back to me. Yeah. It's back.
Okay.
Who was I? Oh, I made out with that other guy.
Yeah. Like, how did that happen?
We were just dancing. I'm pretty sure I was like.
Okay. So that is your personal flirt style. Okay. Cool. So I asked my friends this question about myself. Sam, huh?
Sorry. I can just imagine. How do Sam? I flirt, guys?
Sam, you're someone of a direct flirter. I guess that was a typo, so I guess she means somewhat of a direct flirter, but I don't know what the fuck she meant. And then my other friend was like, you have an intentional friendliness about you. I'm a bitch. What? I've known you guys for like 10 years. What are you even talking about? Regardless of whether you initiate the conversation at all, you have a purposeful intent to flirt in your conversation, Sam. What the fuck was she talking about?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe you're just like, hey.
I don't think I've like ever that? Done that in my entire life.
Who have you flirted with recently?
Okay, so this is what I was talking about on Periscope earlier. If the person is far away from me, then I will give them googly eyes. As they say. Which is basically, it's not really googly eyes. It's just like, I'll become into that bitch mode, you know, where I'm feeling like I'm that bitch, and then I'll, like, gaze over the person as if they are something that I am interested in or whatever.
Something?
Yeah, no, that's how I think about it. No, they're not human. They're not human when I do that.
That plate of plantain and rice and beans
that
looking real
good.
That good
old plate of plantain. And then I'll hold it there with, like, this expression on my face or whatever.
What's
and then,
this expression? You didn't make any expression. Okay.
No, I can't do it now. I can't do it now. But whatever, you just have to believe me. And then I'll hold that expression there, whatever, until they make eye contact. And then I'll, like, smirk, like, ha, got you. And then I'll look away.
Ooh.
And then I'll look back to see if their interest has been piqued. And if it is, then I'll just, like, do it again a couple of times or whatever. Or just, like, you know, have, like, little eye flirts or whatever. just, like, let them know that I'm interested in them or whatever. And then they'll come over. After they come. If they don't come over and it's like where I just need to initiate, usually I'll just be like, friend, tell that nigga I like him.
That's when you send somebody over.
And then if he comes, it's like, I like your shirt or I like something on you or whatever.
It's like, I wasn't looking at you. It was your shirt I was interested in.
I don't like you, but your shirt's real nice. And then from there, it's like bantery type things where it's like, I'll lightly insult you. But not, like, terrible or anything like that. If we're joking, you'll get, like, a pat on your arm or something like that. Pat on your dick. Happens later. Starts with a pat on your arm, and then it moves downward, and then inward. yeah, and I think that's my flirt style. Unless I'm with you, in which case it's just like, you're so cute, and I'll just pinch Keem's cheeks or whatever.
Yeah, then you're just like, there's no game to it.
Yeah, then it's just fun. Actual flirting.
that's fun.
Yeah.
Fighting can be mad hard, though. It's mad scary.
It is scary.
Especially...
I hardly initiate.
When people, like,
And yeah, I never do that in, like, public or anything like that. Or, like, not public. Like if I'm on the bus or something. If it's an engagement with several people, like a party.
Oh, I see. It's easy. I think that's easier because not everybody's looking like that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was flirting with this one guy, I literally was very drunk again. Just pointed at him across the bar, arm outstretched, and was like, come this way.
Did he come?
He did.
See, sometimes that works.
He did.
Sometimes that's what it is.
And I was just like, if I told you that I liked you, would you take me seriously?
Oh, that time.
And he was like, shh.
But you knew that guy.
I did know him, but he didn't have to respond to it.
You're right. You're right. I remember one time we were at, was it Paint and Poetry? Remember that when that guy poet
went? Paint and Poetry,
yeah. Remember when that guy poet went and he got off stage and I was just like, I appreciate everything you do. That was me trying to flirt. It was terrible.
And then there's also bad flirting. I flirted with someone recently, but there's no way that they'll know.
Okay.
I was basically offering them a blowjob, but they'll never know that.
It was.
I was texting somebody. I was just like, thank you so much for all your help.
Yeah.
with this project. Yeah. Please let me know if I can help you out in any way or if there's anything I can do for you. But to do for you is like, I can fuck you.
But that's in your head.
Or suck your dick.
That's not
it's
flirting.
Bad flirting.
It's yeah, that is bad flirting because they don't even know. They don't even know.
Anytime I ask anyone out for coffee in any capacity that I think is hot, it's really coffee and then. And then coffee and
this is bad flirting because they just don't know.
They'll never know.
You're just not being direct at all.
You have to emphasize the anything part of that.
Yeah. You got to put it in asterisks.
Or, like, send a second message afterwards.
Anything. And I mean anything.
If it involves your dick,
that too.
Add that too.
Especially.
Especially. To be honest, it's really.
It's just.
I won't do anything for you. I will just do something to your dick.
I will just give you head. As long as you don't have super gonorrhea.
Oh my god. I can't have it. Oh, man.
Not everybody has super gonorrhea.
No.
Very few people.
But you don't know who
just
does.
Just gotta get tested with them.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. That's the horror story. Dirty jokes are fun in flirting.
Yes.
Where it's just like, I don't know, it just gets to that point in the conversation where it can be very, you know, that's what she said or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, that's what you're gonna do to me or whatever.
Or calling other people hot. Like, other talking about, like, how hot, like, celebrities are. Or, like, someone in common.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done that.
That's flirting?
I actually...
That's flirting?
I'm about to tell you something disturbing.
Okay.
About how I used you.
Oh, no.
I was talking to somebody about, like, oh, my friends are great. They're so great. They're so great. And look at, this is my friend Sam. Isn't her hair great? And something, and he was like, she's kind of hot. And I was like, she's totally hot. And it was, that like initiated the sexual conversation.
Oh.
Like that's where it began.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'll do the same thing.
Yeah,
I just
I used that to turn into a sexual
I've never
direction.
Done that. Yeah. That I've never
it's
done.
What I do.
You're looking out, Sam.
I'm always here for you. I was about to bump my mic. What are some inappropriate flirting situations that you've been in?
In places, that I've been in. I guess if it's like, if I don't want it, it's inappropriate. Like, stop.
Okay.
Like, for example, there's a drunk guy at this karaoke place I was at. You were there when we did karaoke at that place.
That guy who grabbed your ass?
Grabbed my ass.
That wasn't even flirt. Oh, I hate that.
It's technically assault.
Bad flirting is like, do you date white guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot for a black girl.
Yeah, it's like, you're not engaging with me. You're treating me like a generic thing.
Exactly. Also, where's your boyfriend? That's terrible.
He's like, he's over there.
He's right there. I can call him right now if you want.
You want to talk to him? You have something to say to him?
Exactly.
I'll go get him.
Exactly.
I'm like, hey, what's good, man?
What's a fine lady like you doing here by yourself?
Yeah, it's like
that's bad.
Too
don't
meta.
Ever fucking talk about my friends, and be like you're the prettiest one or anything like that because
like,
you're
why
a dick.
Why are you putting my friends down?
Exactly.
I
that's
love those
bad.
Girls. I'll die for them.
I'll kill you right now. What else is bad? I will stab you. I will end you right here.
So bad.
Oh man, one time I was at this party and fucking this guy was just like, you are so cute. I just, everything, I love it. And I had, like, buns, like, big buns in my hair, and that was when my hair was, like, gray and red or whatever. Like, I realized I kind of look like a Muppet, but that doesn't mean you have to, like, touch me. Like, he hovered his hands over my buns, and he was like, I love that. And he grabbed my cheeks, and he was like, I love that, too.
Ew, ew.
I know I have big cheeks, but you don't have to fucking grab them, guy.
Don't touch me unless I...
Consent to consent being to touched. Yeah. I don't know you or where your hands... What if he took a shit?
He could have taken a shit.
Species on my
wiped
face.
Wiped his hands. No, just his shit off. Like, what the fuck am I saying? Just used his hands to wipe up his shit.
Yes, exactly.
Ate it.
No.
He's now breathing into your face and touching you.
I have E. coli.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam. This is the bad news.
R.I.P.
You know what else is weird? I think flirting, like, you can just feel it happening in whatever social setting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if you're, like, at a library and someone's talking to you, it doesn't have to be flirty.
Mm-hmm.
It could be normal. Mm-hmm. I just assume that people are flirting with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Interesting.
All the
interesting.
Time. It's not good.
One time, me and my friends were going to Atlantic City, and we were some broke bitches, right? So we took the bus there, and then we had to take, like, a New Jersey Transit public bus to our hotel or whatever, because nobody drove. And the fare was weird, so I thought the fare was one thing, but it was actually another thing, because we were going over a toll. But the bus driver was just like, oh, it's actually this, this, and that. And I was like, ha, you playing? Because I thought it was, like, a whole bunch of pretty girls who got on the bus, and he was just playing around. And then one of my friends was like, no, he's not playing Samantha. We owe this man another $125.
It happens. Oh, it happens so frequently.
So awkward.
It's just, even someone just smiling at me, I'm like, they love me. They love me. It's just arrogance.
He wants to marry me.
It's just, I think it's a mix of, like, being around, like the catcalling atmosphere, thinking that all guys all the time are being shitty to you.
Yeah.
And, like, or they love you. And it's like, you know, and if you like them, it's like, I welcome it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can say hello to me.
Yeah.
But but you, sir, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it seems strange and uneven, but I give a fuck.
Has there ever been a time where you flirted back only to realize that the person was not flirting at all?
Let me think. One awkward situation, which is so subtle that it was only awkward for me. This man at my job was holding the door open, and he had this, like, mad, flirtatious, cute smile on.
Yeah.
And I, like, gave him, like a cute smile back, like, And because he was holding the door open for me.
Oh, that's
and he
nice.
Was smiling.
Yeah.
In what I thought was my direction. But then I hear somebody on the shoulder, like, hey, Mike!
Oh, no!
And I'm like, and I pass by, but he holds it, I'm like, thanks. I walk out. Why? And there's no reason why he would be flirting with me. I don't talk to him. I don't know him. He's much, much older than me.
They love me.
I should have looked. They love if me. I had looked back to see who he was smiling at, that would have been. I would.
Because that's fun. Awkward too.
It's like, are you smiling at me? No. I'm not smiling at you. Yeah. But I can't smile at you.
Social cues, man.
Yeah.
Very weird. Very weird. Would you ever flirt? Has John ever flirted with a girl in front of you, and would you ever flirt with a guy in front of John?
He has not. I think I have totally flirted or done semi-flirty things. Not, like, overtly flirty things,
mm-hmm.
but, like, there was a lot of, like, with Caramel, like, once I went to, like, one of his shows, and mm-hmm. John was there,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of just eye contact with me and Caramel that was clearly charged, or felt very charged to me. He's got no expression on his face. There wasn't much expression. It was just a prolonged look.
That's creepy. I'm scared.
I'm not doing his face any justice.
Okay.
And for some reason, when I said, like, in my mind, I said doing his face any justice, and I'm like, the only way to do someone's face justice is to ride their face. So,
which is true.
Which I wasn't doing.
But
I try not to.
Uh-huh.
I will check people out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes John and I will check people out together.
Aww.
That's fun.
Do you ever flirt together?
No. Like we try to pick someone up together, or like
You don't necessarily have to pick them up, but it could be, you know, like we said, when you're just doing it for your own entertainment, you just flirt with a girl together or flirt with a guy together.
It'll be like friends, and we'll be like, "Oh, you look great." We'll just be very complimentary at the same time,
because
it is that time in the conversation where compliments happen, and then kind of
nice. That's nice. That's nice. I think one time I flirted with this guy in front of Akeem. It was way, way back. He probably doesn't even remember. We were at, like, this barbecue, and there was just this cute white kid, and he was being, like, mad cute and white and stuff like that. He was, like, a little skater and shit like that. And we were just, like, it was, like, a big barbecue, so people were just, like, schmingling around. Mm-hmm. And I just realized that I schmingled a little too hard with that kid. I wasn't gonna fuck him or anything like that. This was, like...
You're schmingling.
This was pre-polyamory and everything, but he was, like... getting a little cozy with that kid over there, and I was like, damn, I was. I'm sorry. Yeah. Has Akeem ever flirted in front of me? Nope. I don't think that's ever happened, and it never will. No, I don't know. I don't know if he's interested in anything like that. Sure. Have we ever flirted together? Nope. Kardeem did flirt in front of this... in front of me and with this like Red Lobster waitress or whatever. It was interesting because she was just like she knew that we were on some date to some capacity or whatever. Like she would like walk by and we'd be holding hands and stuff like that. But like he did this cheesy ass thing. We got the check or whatever, and he was like, oh, come here, I think there's something wrong with it. And she was like, what? And she, like, came off or whatever, and he was like, your number's not on it. And she was, like, so blushed and flushed and stuff like that. And she was like, no, I can't give you my number, whatever. And he's like, no, I need your number to pay the check or whatever. And she gave him her fucking number.
In front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Must have been, why did he do that?
He's a dickhead.
It's real weird.
Yeah, he didn't do it to, like, spite me or anything like that. I knew it was happening, but, like, it worked. It was kind of like a dare.
I wonder what it was like for her. Like, I guess she must have been like, this is okay. I don't know what was going through
her head. Well, yeah, because I wasn't, like, sitting in the corner sulking or whatever. I was like, yeah, you should give him a number. So, but I don't know. That's just, like, if I was in that situation as her, I don't know how the fuck I would react.
I'd be like, what?
Well, that's what she did at first.
Yeah, because I guess the fact that you didn't react, that you didn't care. She must have been like, oh, he's just a flirty guy, and this is their relationship. It's fine. But he still got her number. Like, did they fuck later that day?
No, they didn't fuck. Imagine. She did text him, though.
Ah, I see.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know.
That is... I find hard about, like, flirting while polyamorous?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, once people see you with your boyfriend, people aren't trying... I feel like... people aren't trying to flirt with you,
because
it's just like, oh, she's a taken person.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how do you say, nah, I'm still here.
I don't know.
For example, I have the biggest crush on this person I'm about to see later today,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, I want to mac it up,
mm-hmm.
but he's just like older than me, and he'll be where my boyfriend is.
I can't flirt with this man
at the show.
It might just not happen.
It has
happen.
To be very just. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you gotta just see him, like, without Sean there, to be honest.
I did arrange a coffee date with him.
Finally.
So.
Is it actually set
in
stone?
No.
Oh, damn.
It's just time. It's June. I said it would happen in June.
Oh, okay. So at one of Shanika's parties, I was one of Shanika's parties. That's if she throws these lavish parties all the fucking time.
Exactly. That's what I do with my spare time.
She got a birthday party last year, and, this guy who I think is mildly attractive.
I agree.
He's mad
cute.
He's cute. I was high. He was high. We were all high.
We were all high.
Akeem was sitting next to me, and I was sitting next to this kid, and I was flirting with this kid the whole time.
Dancing real sexy in his direction.
What the fuck? How did that work?
It was very apparent.
That's what happens when I'm high.
Yeah.
Or I get paranoid and run out of the room.
You leave.
Did you hear that?
Oh, man.
It's
I don't think anyone cared.
Akeem clearly didn't care, but Akeem is also perpetually tired.
He didn't notice.
Was he sleeping?
He may have been asleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Was he sleeping?
Yeah.
He was asleep.
Two times at Shanika's apartment during two separate parties, Akeem has fallen asleep on the floor.
I also fell asleep at my birthday.
You did.
The brownies were
I still have that picture in my iCloud. You said John noticed.
Yeah.
What did John say?
I think I brought it up. I'm like, I think Sam is flirting with and then John was like, yeah, I can tell.
I was not, yeah, I wasn't being subtle about that at all.
No.
And it was the same things. It was like the...
It was clearly interesting.
It was like the hitting thing, the gently joking thing.
It was the dancing in his line of sight and watching him watch you watch him.
Yes, bitch, I'm proud of myself. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he put on Freak Hoes by Future. I had to dance.
He knew what he wanted. He was mad cute. I would have sex with him.
That's the slam pound threesome. Right there.
It can't be
we've
with
got
him.
Our candidates.
It has to be with someone who's worth it. Like, it has to be like...
Hmm. We have mad slam pound threesome candidates. Yeah. Lucas.
Lucas. Who else could... It has
we
to...
Can record sound.
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino can be in there.
Gambino is right. Like,
I feel that he would fuck us, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he's, like, famous and shit.
So yeah, that's hard. Because I like to flirt.
Yeah.
I like to flirt. I'm always, like, when I'm out, I'm on the prowl immediately. Living the single life in my mind.
I would totally dig, I would dig couple-based flirting, too, though.
Yeah.
Not even with the intention of, like, bringing someone home.
But just
couple flirting. Just for fun, yeah.
I think I would dig. That would
I'll
be
propose that
thing.
To Akeem.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's flirt with a girl. And then also, sometimes, like, once the flirting has occurred,
mm-hmm.
And it's established that you like each other and you would like to bed one another.
bed one another.
Then, like, I feel like I just don't know where to go from there. Like, I was dancing with this guy mm-hmm. who was, like, the black version of John. Like, was a PhD student, lived in the same area, studying similar things.
It was John.
It's like, oh. This is the black John. And we were just dancing. Yeah. But then the conversation was so, like semi-grinding. But the conversation was, like, so, like, just, oh, yeah, I go here, I do this.
That's interesting.
I feel like it's my fault because I didn't take it anywhere.
But
also,
neither did
he.
Maybe you're both just awkward.
Like, it's like, were we just dancing? Yeah.
Wow. Because
in my mind, I was just like, all right, how do I get to his place?
And he was doing the same.
And we never found it.
Never had.
And then I just gave up. I was like,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he was cute.
I'm sorry.
He was very cute.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, next time.
It's another way to flirt is to compliment someone's dancing.
It's like, oh, good, I like the way your dick feels on my ass through your pants, moving to the rhythm of this music. Can we just imagine it inside moving to the same rhythm?
Without clothes.
Without clothes and just inside of my body. And that's it for
Fuck It! Now on to Fuck Me.
A segment about our lives.
Yeah.
So guys.
You guys been interested in what we've been doing?
Yeah, we've been gone for 2 weeks. Did you miss us?
No.
Yeah, we all missed you.
We love you so much. What the fuck? Oh my god. Anyway. Yeah, so we've been gone shooting a web series.
Yeah. Dope Deconstruction.
Yes.
Once all things are real, real final, we'll tell you all the details.
Yeah, where it's going to be, when it'll be out, and all that good shit. But basically, Dope Deconstruction is a show where we analyze pop culture with some dope-ass people.
Today, we're here
That's
with...
That tagline.
That we practiced so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did some... We hung out with some cool people and did some cool shit.
Very cool shit.
So, first episode, you will hear us do a phone sex demo.
Yes.
Second episode... this might not be the order, but second episode, we did... party with some cute men with some cute beards.
Yes.
That was dope. Braided a man's beard.
We did.
Third episode worked out with a sexy man, so I died with a sexy man. It was very hard.
You lived and died with a sexy man.
Really? It was hard.
Yeah. Fourth episode, we were with a painter and did some cool shit.
Yeah.
And the fifth episode, we got our bodies painted while we were nude.
Yeah.
Titties were out.
Tits were out.
Yeah.
It was fun
we're
being nude on set.
Tell us about
it's
that.
It's very interesting. For me, I really enjoyed
Lucas
it.
Saw your titties.
Yeah, Lucas has seen us.
Lucas?
Topless.
What? Your thoughts.
Hold on. Let me pass the mic over to Lucas.
How was it? What are your thoughts on them?
It was okay.
They were okay breasts.
The breasts were okay.
They were all right breasts.
Yes. You are beautiful people.
Oh, thank you, Lucas. Thank you for One of my friend's moms was like, that's Sam?
Minefield.
That was a minefield. One of my friends, you can't say the wrong thing. Or you get fired. One of my friend's moms was like, "That's not Sam." And my friend was like, "Yeah, it is Sam." And she was like, "Sam's boobs aren't that big."
Wow.
What the fuck do you guys think of my boobs?
I think your boobs are huge.
Wow. Thank you. They're just B cups, honestly. I don't know. It was weird.
Just humble B cups.
It was weird. Cardine was like, "Your boobs look nice."
Cardine said that he liked my body paint.
He said that your boobs look nice, too. He said some explicit things about your boobs.
You should tell me about them. I want to hear them. Because I'm so proud of my breasts.
He said he would come on your pointy nipples.
His nipples were pointy?
Yeah, but he likes pointy. Yeah, I asked Akeem in the car. I was like, do you think my boobs look huge? or big or whatever, and he was like, yeah, but I think it was the paint. Yeah, the paint. He just couldn't give me credit. It was all strange. And I came home that day, and I was like, yeah, Dad, I'll show you the pictures. I've never shown my dad those pictures.
Oh, I showed my dad the pictures, but with, like, I was, my family with, I had my, like, bralette on, you know. Okay. That was just, like, in a bra, but my full body was painted. So I feel like they were focused on the fact that whole fucking, my dad was like, oh, yeah, that was crazy. Like, he was, like, really, like, stoked about it. My little brother was like, I think he said, that's wild. Something that I was like, oh, my brother
is sick, bro. Wicked.
And it was sick. He said it was sick. And I was like, wow, my brother is young. Who talks like that? I
don't remember. Looks like a Nickelodeon commercial.
I love him, though. I love my brother. Yeah. Love my family.
Yeah, it's totally
rad. It's real rad, sis. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Martian.
But overall,
it was lit.
Great series. It's going to be a great half series. Half season is what it is. You guys will see it. And other cool things are happening, too.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to be secretive about it
until the time comes. Yeah, secrets.
Yeah.
If we cultivate a mystique around our personas, then you'll want to fuck us. And you'll pay us.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what Jack White does. And that's it for...
Fuck me! Now on to Fuck You! The segment where we talk about your lives.
Fucking lives.
And your questions, comments, concerns, opinions.
And in this case, when you're getting uppity.
Uppity niggas. That's so funny to me. Uppity.
I never say that.
I will be a little bit out of here before
so,
five.
Let us discuss.
Today we have a letter from George. So, George wrote in and said, the headline is Kadeem. I am guessing that is in reference to...
Kardeem.
Yeah. My former boyfriend. And George writes, not surprised, good to know there's an opening, winky face. What you are trying to do is very hard, so there is still much to figure out. Thanks for sharing with us. Signed, George. Not cool, man. Yeah. Not cool for a number of reasons. His name isn't Kadeem.
Yeah, number
being
one.
The first reason. Second, not surprised. That's kind of...
That's really
a rude
mean.
Thing to say.
What do you mean you're not surprised that the sad thing happened?
I feel that he is trying to say... Not surprised. I knew he couldn't hang or something like that.
Yeah, that's
but,
how it felt.
It's like,
it.
Just because you break up with someone or, like, even if it's not a romantic relationship, like, let's say you're not friends with someone anymore, it's not just free, it's not, like, fair game for everyone to just come and shit on that person's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because a relationship has ended, it's not, like, fair game to just be like, fuck that nigga, he was dumb, he doesn't know. Especially because I explained the circumstance. It wasn't, like, a terrible breakup or anything like that.
And you were really sad about it.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised was a weird thing to say. Good to know there's an opening, winky face. This is weird territory because we flirt with fans and we welcome it.
Yeah. But not under those circumstances, you know?
Not under those circumstances. I'm trying to figure out exactly why that rubbed me the wrong way. It's the opening. Like, it's not like I have just, like I'm, like, a PlayStation with two cartridge slots or whatever, and, like, they both need to be plugged in at one time, and once one boyfriend's gone, I need
And now I can slide in there.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, not... An opening implies that I'm looking, and I'm not.
You're also polyamorous, so you were, like,
There could be several openings, in theory.
Yeah.
But they're just not openings. That's just, like, not how
I
would...
think about it.
Exactly. The winky face was creepy. I'm sorry, bro. I'm just gonna put that out right. Just because of all of it, I didn't like it. It's just all setting, like, the tone for, like, creepiness. What you were trying to do is very hard, so there's still much to figure out. After all of it, it's just like, thanks, I know. Now you're just kind of being condescending.
It's like, once you it started off wrong, and then now everything else
exactly.
is painted in the negative
exactly.
light.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Thanks for sharing with us. No problem, bro.
No problem, man.
Yeah. So those are my thoughts.
I feel similar.
About that.
I mean, it was directed mostly at you, so, like, it's all... It really matters what you feel, but, like, I don't, like... Flirting is fine and fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this episode was about. I like it.
Yeah.
But, like, be sensitive to... It's just I think it's because it was a reaction to such a really personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, when... You know, we are sharing a lot about ourselves on the show, and it is nice to get positive feedback from people. But if the feedback to something really personal isn't... constructive or necessary, then shut the fuck up.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. You could have simply said, sorry that happened.
Which a lot of people did. Sharing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, like when I said I was like worried about breaking up with John, mad people reach out and were really kind about it.
Yeah.
We don't need your negative
Nobody
energy.
Was like, sorry to hear about that, but there will be an opening soon.
Yeah, no.
Because that's weird.
Yeah, and we also don't, and you know, what if his like, sense of humor is just like that, and it, like, I don't know, it's like, it's not, like...
Yeah, but I don't know you.
That's what I was going to say, yeah, we don't know you very well, so you should also just be a little more careful.
Yeah, I understand that because you guys listen to us for, like, an hour and a half every week, you feel like you know us, and to an extent you do, but it's, like, not a two-way relationship.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's,
like... Communication just, is just not going to be like that.
Yeah, it might not be received well.
Yeah.
So...
So that's a little note on boundaries.
Yeah, just don't be a dick. Or not
we gotta define what that means.
Not that it wasn't when the topic is personal and sensitive, respond like accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, of course, you know, if you don't want to and you do what you, I mean, you, I don't know if you can block people's emails, but I mean, if you're like a dick long enough, he just won't like you.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what you're going for. If you're not trying to troll us, obviously.
Yeah. Exactly.
So George. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That's how we feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for writing in.
Yeah, no, we still appreciate it.
Well, that's it.
Hey, I guess that's it for Fuck You! I swear we're happy people and we love everybody. Thanks for all the people that added me on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I finally accepted people. I didn't know you could... I'm, like, bad at Snapchat. I'm like, oh, my God, what if I add them back? So that's it for this episode.
Yes.
You can follow us.
Yes.
On, first, you can check out some of our stuff on youtube.com/slampalproductions.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at slam_pal,
yeah.
Twitter at slam_pal. You can also follow us on Facebook at, you know, we're Slam Pal Productions on Facebook.
Yes.
And I'm Shanika. Did I forget something?
You can also
watch us on Periscope. slam_pal.
Yes, and we are back to doing Wednesday and Thursday nights starting this week. Our bad for disappearing for a little bit.
Yeah, we were tired.
Yeah.
Tired, going crazy.
Yes.
You can follow me personally, Shanika Powell on Instagram, ShamPowell4 on Twitter, and I think it's Volcano Vulva on Snapchat.
Nice.
I write some poetry. Take pictures of my breasts sometimes.
You can find me personally at SlamRidd, RIDD, on Instagram and Twitter, and on Snapchat at SAMANNERZ. That's it.
That's it!
Now leaving you with a little something sexy.
I'll fight for the prestige, not for me, but to uplift my little brothers who are sleeping on concrete floors today in America. Black people who are living on welfare, black people who can't eat, black people who don't know no knowledge of themselves, black people who don't have no future. I want to win my title and walk down the alleys, sit on the garbage can with the wine heads. I want to walk down the street with the dope addicts, talk to the prostitutes, so I can help a lot of people.